What do they put into for you to carry them home?
You mean way back yonder or now?
I mean now.
Oh, paper bags.
We used to have gillet bread, gillet sacks.
What about a great big bag that's made out of cloth that 100 pounds of something might come in? Great, one of those great big, what do you call that?
Sack, all right.
Okay. And what sorts of things used to come in sacks back in the old days?
Well, rice come in sacks. I don't remember. We always had our corn and went to meal. We had our corn, grits and meal grind.
Okay. What about a sack that's made out of burlap? What do you call it?
We used to have guana in them. It was guana sacks.
You washed it. You know, you washed everything.
Now it's all in paper.
Mm-hmm. And it was great.
Well,
now,
have you ever heard those things called
group sacks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Group sack, that same thing.
That's made out
of burlap. Uh-huh. White corn and yellow corn.
Anything in the grocery store, you know.
What do you call the amount of corn that's taken to the field?
The yellow green has more vitamins.
Well, it could be a bushel or a peck or whatever amount you want to take.
Because you see, that's what looks.
Because at my daddy's, we always carried a big sack, grits and meal.
Mm-hmm.
People don't eat grits now like they used to.
Well, when you had your own grits made like that, did it turn out white like you get grits now in the grocery store?
Yeah. You washed it, you know. You washed every bit of the husk off when it was ground.
Well, I know nowadays you can get white grits or yellow
grits.
And do you know what the difference is between the white grits and the yellow grits?
Well, it's made out of different corn, white corn and yellow corn.
Oh. I see these things in the grocery store, you know, and I just wonder what the difference is.
And a lot of people think that the yellow grits has more vitamins or something in them, but now where they do, I don't know.
A lot of people said an article, but go out and get turned
because you see, that's what most of the people do. It's now the commodities, yellow meal and yellow grits.
We'd go out and get turnip wood, to go bring in the turnip stuff.
What do you call the amount of wood that a person can carry in his arm?
Armful, I reckon.
Okay. And do you have a word that means a pot load? Not a whole armful, but a...
What do you call that?
Are you familiar with the term a turn of meal?
Yeah, now, a turn of wood.
Yeah. Now, what does that mean?
Well, it was.
Well, you said an armful, and we'd go out and get a turn of wood, and you'd usually have an armful.
Well, how much is, you know, is a turn an armful?
Uh-huh, yeah. We'd go out to get a turn of wood, to go bring in a turn of stove wood, or bring in a turn of house wood. We'd get all we could burn, iron food.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, fine. That's what they wanted to know. What do you call the thing that you screw into the socket up there to get light?
Light
bulb? I don't know.
What do you call something that you can put clothes in that you've just washed when you take them out to hang them on the line?
Clothes hamper. Or clothes wash basket.
Okay. Now, would a hamper be something different from a basket?
Well, a clothes hamper is like it in the bathroom to throw our soil clothes in.
Well, we have
the basket.
Sure, as you carry the clothes out.
What do you call something that's made out of wood? I don't think people use these much anymore either. But it's about this high, I think. And about this big around, and you could, if you wanted a small amount of flour or something, you could get it in one of these small, it's sort of like a barrel, but it's small.
A bean?
No, this is something else.